Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yeah, hi, Ashley. This is Penny Sterling Wells, and I had a charge on my account that I did not authorize. I don't even know who you guys are. I already notified my bank, and they're putting in a fraud, a fraud on it. Is there any way you can look this up and see if you can back that out?
Happy to see what I can pull up for you. What's your name again and your zip code?
Okay, it's Penny, and it's a hyphenated last name. It's Sterling Wells. And zip code is
80905. 80905. Okay, just a second here to see what I can find.
Yeah.
Quick question, ma'am. Do you know a Johnny Wells?
That's my husband.
All right. For security, could you also confirm a matching street address?
1695 Landmar Drive, number 204, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80905.
All right. Appreciate you sharing that. That's what we have down. Let me get this fully loaded. I can provide more information. So what I'm pulling for Mr. Wells would be done on the 18th here in May.
He doesn't even have access to the card that was charged, and he doesn't know how to do any of this.
Okay, so what I'm pulling up is that there was an online customer support survey completed, which led to a sweepstakes offer. It was a chance to enter and win a Makita. And that led to a billing of $59.89 for our Bites Hub meal planning application, which is sent to the customer's email entered to provide that enrollment and share recipe guides. And you said you've already filed fraud on the charge with your financial institution?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Let me submit a cancellation on the account, which will prevent all future billing attempts effective immediately today.
Okay, can you go ahead and refund that $59.89 to the card that was used?
With a current dispute against the charge, we're happy to assist with the billing, but what we would need to do so is for your bank to give us a call and confirm the dispute is dropped.
Okay, confirm that the dispute is dropped.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's still, okay. I will call my bank right now. I mean, the dispute is not going to be dropped until until this is taken care of.
Right. I understand. Here's why I advise this. Because we do have the full order information used for the account. There was an email used of fake.
That's not
email. Email psw1@gmail.com. The address provided and the phone number entered was 720-435-3016. So with your bank investigating this as fraud, I understand. But they would contact us to complete this investigation, and that can go one of two ways, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
If they do deem our charge valid per the terms and the order information that's on this account, it's going to result in a charge back, and at that point, we can't assist you. What I'm advising is for you to contact your financial institution, explain that we're happy to assist on our end as far as the charge goes. You tell them that you'll need them to drop the dispute and have them reach out to us to confirm that it's dropped. You can be on the phone call as well so you can hear and discuss this. And once y'all are on the line and you confirm the dispute is dropped, at that point we can refund. But if they proceed with the dispute, and it reaches the chargeback status, if they award in our favor, we can't assist past that point.
Okay. Is that pretty typical procedure?
It is. It is, yes.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, to be honest with you, that's not even Johnny's phone number. So, I will call my bank now and run this by them, and you'll either hear from us or not.
Oh, okay, I understand that. And would you like your cancellation confirmation number?
Yeah, just one thing. Okay, go ahead.
That number is going to be C as in canceled, 920-742-330.
And your name again was?
My name is Ashley.
Ashley. Okay, Ashley, thank you for your time and your help. And I'm going to call my bank right now.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling customer support. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.